तस्यारविन्दनयनस्य पदारविन्द किञ्जौ कमिश्र तुलसी मकरन्दवायुः अन्तर्गतस्वविवरेण चकार तेषां संक्षोभमक्षरजुषामपि चित्तसङ्गोः. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves, actually it's tulasi, but in all Indian languages they say tulsi, isn't it? Any language they say tulasi? I don't think so.
Tulasi, we say tulasi.
In Telugu, alright. So that's
tulasi,
so that's shuddham. But in North India, everywhere tulsi. I also got the habit of saying tulsi. All Bengali, Oriya would be tulsi, no? Tulsi? Tulsi. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. This is a description of the four Kumaras going to Vaikuntha, and just at the entrance to Vaikuntha, they were there having a little altercation with the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay. And the Lord himself, Vaikunthanath, came, and before they could even see him, they smelled the aroma of tulsi leaves from his feet. And the four Kumaras, who were prior to that attached to impersonalism, they felt their bodies and minds changing. Please go wash your hand. If you want to know why, ask one of my disciples. Because I told it so many times. You want to tell why?
Touch the mouth.
He's putting it on his mouth, yeah. It appears from this verse that the four Kumaras were impersonalists or protagonists of the philosophy of monism, becoming one with the Lord. But as soon as they saw the Lord's features, their minds changed. In other words, the impersonalist who feels transcendental pleasure in striving to become one with the Lord is defeated when he sees the beautiful transcendental features of the Lord. Because of the fragrance of his lotus feet carried by the air and mixed with the aroma of tulasi, their minds changed. Instead of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, they thought it wise to be devotees. Becoming a servitor of the lotus feet of the Lord is better than becoming one with the Lord. As Srila Prabhupada has said, how many times in his books? Better to be a servant of the Lord than to be one with the Lord in various ways. How many times has he said? Uncountable. As you may remember, last night, the wife of Madhav Gopinath Prabhu was awarded the name Tulasi Devi Dasi. There's a particular reason for that. Well, I asked Madhav Gopinath Prabhu what name he might like for his wife. So he wanted a name of Tulasi. So the best name of Tulasi is Tulasi. He wanted that name specifically because he's feeling some particular attraction in the service of Tulasi Devi. So now you can serve Tulasi Devi Dasi also. Maybe you know that Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when one man came to him asking for instructions on how to, he was about to get married, instructions on following family life, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj told that you should see your wife as a Vaishnavi and therefore to be served. So you should serve her prasadam, take her remnants and all these things. So reverse role. So if you want, you can do like that, but I don't, it's not generally recommended. So Madhav Gopinath Prabhu told me he was having some wonderful experiences in his service of Tulasi Devi, and I was thinking that you could tell us some of those, and then if there's time I can speak some more myself. So please come and sit here and tell us all about it.
Krishna, I'll share some more.
Just say a little pranam mantra first. Something should be there. That's the sadder thing to do.
Namah Shivaya, Shri Krishna, Shruti Bhakti Vikas Swami Nityanam Namo Mishnapraya Krishna Prishtayavato Shruti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanam Namaste Sashruti Vakti Gauru Rama Krishna Vishwasa Shunavada Pashyati Hare Krishna. Like I'll share very briefly a couple of our realizations on serving Tulsi Maharaj. So that Maharaj can, we can all listen to Maharaj.
No, no, tell us.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be very briefly.
Yeah, so actually I got, this is one of my first instructions from Guru Maharaj. Without asking Maharaj, once I had accepted deities. So then I wrote to Maharaj that, oh, we got deities and we are going to install. But before I received the reply from Maharaj, this morning I was showing the reply to Vedanayan Prabhu and Sri Prabhu. Before I received from Maharaj the reply, we installed the deities. Then after that I checked the email and then I got the email. Maharaj said that deities to be worshipped by initiated devotees, and also one should actually accept deities only from spiritual master, and with his blessings and permission one has to take. But by then I had already installed, so I asked for forgiveness and I wrote another mail. So Maharaj told, no, for you, let's not worship the deities for now. And then he came to see Atul later and then he told me, you better worship Tulsi Maharaj. So I took this very seriously and then and I started worshipping Tulsi Maharani and encouraged many people. Actually, I have distributed more than 300 plants in Seattle. For most of you also, I think I gave Tulsi Maharani. And I started serving her very carefully, because I thought she is the only deity I wanted to worship in my life. Every time I was praying to Tulsi Maharani for any service, always our desires fulfilled, distributing books or any particular service, and I especially wanted to start Bhakti Riksha program also. Repeatedly, I was praying to Tulsi Maharani, please help me. All the time she reciprocate. And some of the prominent realizations are, I'll start with one this morning. So, is it Salai here? Oh, he left, actually. He came. Actually, I didn't
know. Can you light on? You want to, it's unnecessarily giving money to the electric company, right? Keep it for Krishna's service.
So I was just thinking about Tulsi Maharani and then I was remembering all the people who helped in my service. And Sridhar Prabhu, we were just talking a few minutes and suddenly Salai came. I mean, we didn't even invite. Normally he never turned up for any morning program. He came, so he gave me so many tulsis. So we were just, Salai, he left, but he was here a few minutes back and he got some prasadam dates also for you. And then he was there. So I was just thinking about all the people. First person I told about Salai, because he gave me more than 100 tulsi plants. Still I have many of them, around 50, 60. So I was thinking about him, he came. I was just talking about you. I never even know that you will come. I have not even invited you. Nobody would never come. Oh, Prabhu, I wanted to come, I came. So I thought even today she is reciprocating with me. Actually, when we were trying to go back to India, I had tulsi actually as tall as me now. So I gave all the tulsis to many people, especially the ones I was worshipping, some 7-8 tulsis, some to Sarva Prabhu, some to other devotees. The last tulsi, I thought now we are moving, we sold our home also, we were moving. So I cannot take care of her anymore. So Anurag Prabhu came and he had asked, so I thought I'll give to Anurag Prabhu.
Can I get some tissue for me and for him?
And I told Anurag Prabhu, you take Tulsi Maharani, and then immediately I broke out. I started crying. She's my daughter and I was taking care of her for the last 4 years. So last Tulsi Maharani I gave to him, then he...
For me too.
So he took Tulsi Maharani, and then I was thinking that night about Tulsi Maharani. And I couldn't. We had a program also that morning at our home, Rompad Maharaj, His Holiness Rompad Maharaj came and Anurag came to the program. I think he was here. He was to the Tulsi Maharani. And that night, the whole day, I was meditating on Tulsi Maharani and then I was chanting my rounds and then I spent. In the night, I really had a very wonderful dream. I never had like that. Actually, I had seen in my dream Vedanayan Prabhu, Ramesh Prabhu, myself.
Who?
Vedanayan Prabhu, Ramesh Prabhu.
Who's that?
Radhika Gopinath and Madhav Gaurang Prabhu, three of them and me. So Tulsi Maharani came and she was taking us back home, back to Gwalior. I was seeing a lot of...
That's a pretty good dream, isn't it?
So I was very happy, and something amazing happened next morning. His son, I used to meet him once in a while, but he was not a very close friend of mine, or we were never in contact so much. So he calls up and says that, Prabhu, I have a lot of Tulsi plants, I want to give it to you. So actually I was missing, I was thinking, so big Tulsi, I cannot take care. Then he told, how many? He told, maybe more than 100. So I gave all the lights, everything, I didn't have anything. So I thought, oh my, so many Tulsi Maharaj come, how will I take care? So he came, we moved, the next day he came here. And then he gave, so I didn't have lights. So then suddenly Ken Prabhu came, he told, some other time I called him to come and fix something, then I'm moving here. So he came there and he said, no, let me do something. So he had given some lights that he had in his truck. And then also he told, did you return your old house keys? I said, no, I have not returned my old house keys, that is like day after tomorrow due. He said, I know in the attic there are some lights that you can take. So he went there, he brought all the lights and he fixed immediately here. So I thought she wanted to be here. And then we had multiple times we were praying. Recently, like one day, I was feeling that I didn't distribute books for many days. So in the Mangalarti, I was praying to Tulsi Maharani, and then I was asking her help and blessings to distribute books. And the whole day, like, even though it was raining and this thing, and she gave a lot of, reciprocation. I was praying every time. I know, like if 1 hour I don't distribute any book, I will be like completely upset. It's already 1 hour and it's raining and I think it's hopeless. And then I pray and immediately like send somebody and then gives. Similarly, Tulasi Devidas, my wife, she also like ever since, we married, I told her like, this thing, and from the first day and what she started taking care of Tulsi Maharani very nicely. And both of us are always feeling this reciprocation.
So please go wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
We're having kindergarten lessons here.
So I let Maharaj...
No, say, tell us some more.
I gave another one is, I gave like many Tulsi Maharani to many people. And once in December, like someday I was thinking, no, I must go and see all of them. Especially the big ones, again, I must go and see. It's a long time, I didn't go to those houses and I haven't seen them. So what happened, something amazing happened. There was no power. And some snow or something like wind. Seattle, first time it happened that there's no electricity for 3-4 days. All the houses became very cold. Then suddenly I only got the power in Redmond. So all the devotees brought their tulsis to my home. Gaur Gopal Prabhu is here. And then Madhav Gaurang Prabhu is here. Sarva Prabhu, he was out of station that time. Mataji, he gave it to somebody else actually, because there on there's no power there again. So suddenly I thought, I wanted to see all of them, see how nice she is. They all came to my home and we were serving and chanting. So I really felt like whatever like I had asked Tulsi Maharani in my life, like all the things are fulfilled. So like then Shyamala Mataji, she came and she told, it's like they all came to the father's home. When she came, the whole room was filled with Tulsi Maharanis from all the homes. Like many other devotees also, they get, we don't have power, they call immediately. I said, oh, you obviously, Tulsi, no, she's done, okay, bring it. Like that, and they were like almost like about to die because 4 days there is no power and like too much cold. But all of them like were revived and everyone survived.
How did everyone recognize their own Tulsis? They had their...
No, they had dress and this thing, and like they are different sizes and shapes.
They know, just like the cow knows her own calf. In the midst of all the... To us, they all look the same. Yeah, go on.
And actually, another thing is, I wanted to put very nice garments to Tulsi Maharani, but like I couldn't find them. Somehow, like I used to think in India there is tailor and they can stitch and this thing. So I don't know like who can do that thing. Once one Mataji, her name is Ojaswati Mataji, Russian Mataji. She came and she said, "Oh, you have so nice tulasis. Can I stitch the dresses for them?" And then like I wanted to shop. Then she said, no, I will shop on behalf of you. So she shopped. And then she stitched like very nice garments. Still we have, we are not putting too small tulasis because the garments are very big. So these things are also gave them to me. Also it happens many times whenever devotees call me and all the time say that, "Prabhuji, my Tulasi Maharani is not doing well." So immediately I said, "Okay, bring her back." So she will come and we will take care of her for a few days. And then again she will be nice and decent. I had also seen Vedanand Prabhu also. Whenever the Tulsi Maharani is sick and all, people call him and then take to his home, and then she will be there for a few days and she will be like, perfectly fine. I had like seen this many times. So we also had that experience. Whenever she comes here and this thing, also like all the Maharajas, when they came like several of them, Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Rompad Maharaj and Indudin Maharaj, everyone, actually Hanumat Prasak Maharaj especially, everyone they liked and Tulsi Maharani told, and many devotees like they come and chant there. I thought like I don't have to I always felt the connection, so I thought that there's no need to for me to worship deities. By worshipping Tulsi Maharani we can surely come back to God. Yes. So India also, another thing amazing. So I wanted to, told my father, so we are moving back to India, so construct a home. So he came up, look, we have to have a plan. So he told somebody. So one famous Vastu guy, so he asked me some guidelines. I told him, "See, I need a room, which is like in the place called northeast corner generally. So I want to have a altar room, and then I want to have a separate room for worshipping Tulsi Maharani. So make sure."
But actually in India usually outside, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's outside. But we thought we'll put a grill and open two sides. And then also that is adjacent to the outside, so we can move.
Usually at the front, isn't it? In the courtyard.
No, we thought like front means other people will be coming and they will touch her and this thing. We thought we had a good sunlight backside. But, so we
traditionally they have the munch, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little high and then you don't walk into her.
Yeah, that is the one of them. We thought that anyway, but we wanted to worship many plants. So I told. So he didn't take my whatever I'm saying seriously. Instead, he was putting like, "Okay, bedroom should be here. This is master bedroom, this thing." Then I told him like all the thing you were making only for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. I was really, really upset. Second time also he told, "Why don't you keep it's like somewhere in the balcony, why do you need one room?" Then I very chastised him, I don't want your plan, thank you very much. So we drew, we sat down, and really we don't know any civil engineering anything, so we got something and we drew the whole plan, each floor, and we made sure that she had got the best days and sunlight and everything, and next to the altar room, so that we open the doors in the altar room one side, like Lord can see all the tulasis. It was there in the plan, the house is under construction.
Okay, say some more.
Yeah, but many times like people ask me, I had posted like in the Seattle Indian and other websites that I have to receive. So I want to distribute initially, but unfortunately many people think that they don't know, they take tulasi for medicinal purpose and they also worship demigods and this thing. So I had seen one lady who comes and she was taking, she every time used to come and ask tulasi plant, and then like I noticed that somehow I came to know that she is actually not worshipping and she's basically taking her for medicinal purpose, which is sinful. Then I thought, actually I made a mistake in giving tulasi to her, and so I was praying to Tulsi Maharani, "Please forgive me this time. Next time onwards I will be rigid." So after that, that lady again multiple times she came to the temple, then I preached her. Initially she was not receptive. I told tulasi is not for this. And over the time actually I'm not able to recollect her name. She still comes to temple. So she changed her this thing. She stopped taking tulasi as medication and she started worshipping, giving only to, I gave her like almost all the altar, like Gaur Nithai and then Radha Neelamadha, all the pictures I gave, told it's exclusively for Krishna, please do this. And both, because of this, both of us got sinful reactions, and I don't know what will happen, so we have to be careful in this. So slowly she got convinced, she started worshipping Tulsi and then doing this. But I prayed to Tulsi Maharaj, I made this mistake, maybe I gave to a couple of other people also, I don't know how they are worshipping, so please forgive. But after that, I was very strict. If anybody says, come and give Tulsi Maharaj, even if I have 100, I wouldn't give even one. I will take, first you buy land for her, buy the fertilizer, buy my spot, dress, everything. Then you come and ask me, I will give. So sometimes people think, why is he saying like this? But then I thought, I am strongly attached. It's like, just like, even if I have to go somewhere and all, if I have children, I cannot just give it to anybody and go without any preparation. Even many people who leave their kids in the daycare, for that also they give everything, this morning food, afternoon food, this thing, they'll make sure that everything is there. So I was very strict in telling that, but still, like, many people appreciated that over the period, and then they were all taking like that. And now there is, I see, like, increasingly, initially, for example, this Prabhu, I asked if he was chanting some rounds.
Please go wash your hand.
So I asked Santosh Prabhu to take Tulsi Maharani. He said, no, I don't want Tulsi Maharani. My kids will snatch her and then this thing. But really, I wanted to give him. I gave to so many devotees. I also wanted to give him, but he was refusing to accept. So still that I had the desire. So every time when I had this, but 2 years later, he comes back and says, Madhav Prabhu, please give me Tulsi Maharani. Now I want to worship. I told, you have kids, they're still small, how will you worship? There is not. No, I kept one, this thing, he kept it. What is that?
Rack on the top,
so that kids cannot touch, and he took all the preparations, and then he was worshipping like that, like almost all the devotees in Seattle and many other people. And I gave, and one other, two people are very special in my life, because they actually encouraged me to worship Tulsi Maharani. One is Manjari Mataji. She is wife of Bhakta Ken. She was initiated, but he was not. So she died with a terminal illness. So even before she died, few days before, she told, she was giving initially only small plants. Once in a while she comes to temple and she gives. But then she told, I'm now going to die in few days. You please take my big tulsis. I know that you will surely take care of them nicely. So she gave the tulsi, and I took care of her a lot of time, and then I gave the same plant to Sundar Prabhu. Still he had like very big plant at your home. He's worshipping. There's another Mataji, Vancouver. What's her name?
Padyavali
Mataji sister. I'm not able to. Rudrani Mataji. Yeah, Rudrani Mataji. She also died with terminal illness. And she was worshipping Tulsi like excellent way. I mean, whole life basically they dedicated to worshipping Tulsi Maharani. And she's terminal illness, and she was never able to move to temple. So I always pray for her. Many times Tulsi Maharani, I pray. Somehow like I kept in my prayers her very strongly. That so give. So whenever we go to Vancouver, I used to take some sari and other things. Even few days before she died, she wrote an email to me that I could see devotion in your heart, and please continue worshipping Tulsi Maharani. And then whenever we go, like, actually, usually I spend a lot of time with her, and she's very old and this thing, and she was on the wheelchair, she wasn't able to get up, but still she would tell me a lot of things about Tulsi Maharani. So every time I go to Vancouver, there are very, very big plants, so I felt very nice. Yeah, many times actually I had problem to go to Vancouver, because I always had one or other problem with visa, passport and this thing and that thing. Every time I wanted to go, I had one other problem. But still, I pray to Radha Madan Mohan. Then I thought, no, Radha Madan Mohan is not so much to me. He's not letting me go there. Then I start praying to Tulsi Maharani, you know, like, please let me in this time. So every time I planted this thing. Then she told, you take some plants. Me and Naren Prabhu, we went to Vancouver. Then he was telling me, no, on the border, they wouldn't allow. I am driving, so I can't let you take Tulsi Maharani from this place to that place. Finally, like, he's a very good friend and he's a very nice devotee. So he said, okay, we will take. So then we took, how many plants? Some. Two plants. We took actually little, very small plants, I gave. So no, I want big plants. So he gave like reasonably big plants. Prabhu gave her husband. So Mataji told take. So we took, we covered in the this thing. Although we had to stop that day in the border for 1 hour, but nobody, we even actually opened the door and this thing, nobody could recognize. But as soon as we crossed the border, we kept right outside and this thing. So I brought some tulsis from Vancouver. So I thought someday, I had so many tulsis, I want to return her to Vancouver, take one of the plants to Vancouver. So this is another great realization. And when we went to which place? Gitanagari. So I gave my home keys to Sachchidananda Prabhu. Just by car keys actually. Car keys also had home keys. I wanted him to use the car because his cars are in Detroit and he always needs some ride. So what happened? Somebody called him from Boise, Srihari Prabhu and his wife. So they said we are coming. Somehow they wanted to stay in Pandavijay Prabhu, but Pandavijay Prabhu told him that I'm actually going out of station. Then they called Sachchidananda Prabhu. Sachchidananda Prabhu, one of my friends, they want to take darshan in temple. One of my friends went out of station, but I have the keys, you can could come and stay here. So they came and stayed here. Actually, they were going to Vancouver. And from here to Vancouver, so they had to stop over as they were driving from Boise. So they slept in that room probably. They had seen all the Tulsi Maharanis. They said, oh, we want to take one. Without asking me, so they took Tulsi Maharani to Vancouver. And then she had this thing from there, they took her to Boise. But somehow I wanted one Tulsi, I have to take from here to there. I was thinking that that also happened. So everything that I was thinking, like then I thought it's not one of them, I think maybe it may be accident, it may be speculation. Then like it's not, even when today, this morning, Guru Maharaj told me you should speak something, we were looking for the verse, immediately Salai came, like somehow I felt very, very nice that he came. So I told him like actually I was remembering you.
I'll say a few words, yeah. Maybe you should be a little careful taking Tulsi to Vancouver, because if they catch you at the border, then what do you do? Then?
So they will say that you cannot take, so yeah, that we'll go back to the place and drop and come back. That's the plan.
That's the only thing, yeah, and then you have to come back. You can't abandon Tulsi.
Yes, we can't.
The plastic pot is not very good. Better have a clay pot for Tulsi's health, and also because plastic is low class, for those two reasons. Plastic makes it too hot for her roots. So now there's Telugu Bhagavad Darshan. So write for Telugu Bhagavad Darshan. No, he left. He didn't hear that one. You can write about this for Telugu. You write in Telugu? So write, of course you do, yeah, you're helping. So you can write for Bhagavad Darshan. Maybe you could suggest to them that they could serialize the Chaitanya book in the Bhagavad Darshan also. And then the Ramayana as it becomes ready. And you can regularly write, why not? Right? So Tulasi Devi Dasi has anything? She must be having realizations also. Can say something? Like to say? Yes or no? All right, you can say. Yeah. Yeah, you can just sit down. You can just prove it.
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Kaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. actually don't have any profound realizations or anything like that, like what my husband has. I'm always with Prabhu, but I never realize his deep feelings for Tulsi Maharani, and most of the time I'm careless in my service to her. But I just wanted to come here and tell so that I can take this opportunity to see benedictions from Maharaj to give me strength and intelligence to aid my husband in serving Tulsi Maharani nicely and be an aid to his service and
go back to Godhead.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, so it's time for favorite mantra to be chanted. Sharira Vidya Jal. That's the one. All right, you want to serve the sad now?
Yes, how do you want to speak?
Yeah, all right. I spoke through you, or you spoke through me, or whatever. That's today's offering. Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki